Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Two, what day is it?
Tuesday, I think. Seems like it's always a Tuesday.
It really does, but today feels different. Special.
Ooh, Measure and Tape Awareness Day.
That's a thing?
Should be. Orange Cream Soda Day. Simple Chronic Halitosis Day. Dutch Elm Disease.
Hush. It's a holiday day. That's what's different.
Oh, what makes you think that?
I feel festive.
According to this calendar from 1977, it looks like we're in the holiday season. We miss Thanksgiving, though.
I wish someone had told our fearless leader that. Captain Madeline is chasing the egrets around the bioswamp with her sword.
So? She does that, like, once a month when her bladderwort toothpaste gets rancid.
Fair, but she's not foaming at the mouth this time. More salivating. I think some primal instinct in her has awakened and wants cranberry sauce.
Ooh, that's bad.
Captain Madeline with a sword and an idea is very bad.
Land! Why do you never bloody land?
Captain Madeline, are you all right?
Of course I am. Why do you ask?
Have you changed your toothpaste lately?
Huh? What do you want, Pluto? I'm busy.
I've come to ascertain your thoughts on visiting another planet soon. I think my lady could use respite from the claustrophobia of the Nine.
Pluto, this ship is the size of New York.
Yes, but she wishes to feel the spring of grass beneath her feet, the cool wind in her hair.
The grass in here not springy enough for her? We got wind?
Yes, well, I wasn't referring to the effects of too many roasted groundnuts. To be frank, Captain, I was hoping we might find some new adventure and set our feet on alien soil once again.
And pick up more alien parasites? We just got all the ticks off Greg from our last adventure.
Captain, you're making discussion quite difficult. Could you possibly stand still a moment?
Fine. You and Donna are bored and looking for high times and adventure. Have I got that right?
Well, yes. That rather abruptly sums it up, I suppose.
And despite this ship being basically a floating island, and I'm talking about one of the big ones, not your tetchy one palm tree can't lie flat without fish nibbling you at both ends islands that you've barely scratched the surface of.
I can see where this is going.
Look, Pluto, I'm all for adventures and foreign combs.
Climes. It's short for climates.
Okay, Mr. Patriotic.
Pedantic.
Do you really think this is helping your cause? Ooh, come here, birdie.
I'm sorry, but you're just infuriating.
Ha! Influential!
No.
Pluto, we can't land this barge unless we have a desert, is basically what I'm saying. We put her down anywhere and we're crushing the native vegetation and probably a few natives.
We have ample away craft.
We do. We do not, however, have ample fuel for said craft. Ooh, look out!
I see.
Yeah, it's the one thing we didn't lift from the Ozdacy.
Why not?
Between you and me?
Oh, me, this is going to be bad, isn't it?
I don't know what this girl runs on, or any of her pups.
You're joking.
Nope. Not a single manual in any language, as far as Olivia and I can make out, tells us how to refuel or with what. What with? Refuel with what? What with Earth? With.
Actually, ending with the preposition.
Don't.
Does Captain Jesse know the answer?
Damn it! Nope. Yeah, I guess it's between you and me and Jesse then, since Jesse and I have already had this conversation. But then she doesn't know you know. And I know, and she knows, and I know that you know that she knows, but she doesn't...
Focus, please, Captain.
Basically, I'm saving what fuel we have until we find a strong possibility for terraforming. And even that's going to be a rough landing according to Olivia's calculations. Oh, come here, you scrawny feathered bastard!
I see. Well, this is an unwelcome surprise. Perhaps I can help you discern the source of the ship's power?
Yeah, discern away, dude. Right now I have roasted bird on my mind. It's weird. I woke up this morning with a mad honking for gravy. Ooh, don't move.
I beg your pardon.
Shh. Stop! Shh. An egret landed in that bush. I'm going to find it, I'm going to kill it, and I'm going to roast it with something with roots and hair. I'll get back to you on that, and I'm going to eat it.
Captain, you can't eat these birds.
Oh, watch me, fancy pants.
They're rabid.
Is that bad?
It's deadly.
How deadly exactly? Are we talking all the way deadly, or 30 minutes in a healer and a really annoying lecture from Dr. Theo deadly?
All the way deadly. If it helps, I believe I saw a frozen tofurkey in the stores from the Ostasy.
A frozen turkey? Seriously?
Sure. A very special boneless variety.
Find me that wobbly bird, Pluto, and we can talk fuel. Now I gotta go dig up something, Harry.
Whatever deity protects this ship, she is mightier than I.
Oz-9, crew, I guess, to the captain's bridge, please. Crew to the bridge right now, please. Out. Thanks. Out.
This crew's definition of now is hazy at best.
True, but in their defense, half of the crew is slightly stoned on Greg's unsanctioned and possibly illegal mushroom experiments.
That's a defense? Also, does it even count as an experiment if the scientist doesn't know it's happening?
Dude, if you're going to make it on the Oz-9, you're going to have to learn to go with the flow a bit more.
Is there any chance anyone is going to make it on the Oz-9?
None whatsoever. Which is why going with the flow is so important.
Flow. Go with. Got it. An hour and 40 minutes later.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp pooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Okay, an hour, 40 minutes, and 90 seconds later.
I'd just like to state for the record that we did not receive an agenda for this here congregation.
Really? I sent you one.
Flipping a piece of paper out an airlock ain't real convenient under the best of circumstances, and being welded to the ship on the other side of said ship ain't the best of circumstances. Under the circumstances.
I don't believe she's listening, dear.
Ah, yeah, call me shocked.
Ooh, shall I?
No.
Excusez-moi. Where is the session section?
The what?
Laissez. Fine! I suppose the wolf must sit among the sheep.
The wolf better move his snout out of my face before it gets a thump.
Why are we here?
I understand there's to be some sort of announcement.
Oh, hooray! No doubt our oxygen is nearly out. Oh, we're in a wormhole, or on our way to hell.
Excuse me, hell is not nearly as bad as you humans imagine.
Avoid the pomegranates, though.
Or we'll be forced to stay 6 months out of every year.
No, no sun means they don't ripen proper. Sours my Aunt Minnie's face on March 2nd.
I really shouldn't, but life is short, especially here. March 2nd?
March 1st is Minnesota Statehood Day. Enough said, eh?
Not really, but all right.
Oh, dear. Chairs and cushions.
Oh, Pippi, 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 Pippi! Over here, over here. I've created a roost for you from Joe's mop handle. See, I mounted it. You can hang and...
What now?
Ooh. Oh. Oh, this is lovely. This is lovely, Dr. Theo. Thank you. And may I say, your beard treatment under your chin is as neat as it is above.
Oh, why, thank you.
Pardon me.
Hey,
mind your knees.
You.
Pull in your wing, Pippi. There's a girl. Oh, Captain, surely there are many much larger spaces in which to congregate.
Hmm? Tons, but I didn't call the meeting.
Oh, I wasn't aware that calling meetings willy-nilly was a purview of the crew.
Perv? Did you just call me a pervert? What?
As you're not a member of this crew, perhaps that's why you don't know it.
Fair point.
Thanks, Olivia.
I gotcha.
Perhaps we could start with the talkie-talkie? I have an experiment on the Bunsen burner.
You left it on?
Now, Dr. Theo, we have spoken about getting our undergarments twisty-turny over the nothings, I believe.
I gotta side with Dr. Theo on this one.
Of course. You have been glued to his Zion for the last week, have you not?
I'm speaking as a scientist.
I appreciate your assistance, Julie, but I feel it would carry greater weight if it weren't delivered from my lap.
Huh? Oh, holy hell! How does this keep happening?
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that.
I have a theory about the evolution of Dr. Theo's pheromonic attraction to other people.
A theory?
I do have to say the pinging from Dr. Theo is intense, but it doesn't seem to be directed at Julie.
Evolution, you say?
Bird now!
Bird!
Seconded.
Right. Sorry. Look, everyone, I've decided I need to return to Earth.
I believe your hormones are engaged in a form of testing and developing.
Huh. I am exceedingly warm in this small space, and my romper is riding a bit high, shall we say.
Did anyone hear me?
You want to go back to Earth?
Your nose hair trimmers must be remarkable. Perhaps you could suggest the same brand to Dr. von Habersetzer.
Well, I would, but he doesn't strike me as interested in personal aesthetics. Or hygiene, for that matter.
I'm with Pluto. It's crazy hot in here. Can we at least open a door?
Sure. but it'll immediately close again. Could somebody crack a window?
No.
I don't even think a comb is anything familiar to me.
I think it's time, Julie. I miss Maggie. And not fearing for my life every second. Also showers.
We have a shower in the bunk.
I miss other people taking showers.
But, I'm not ready to leave. Have you seen the bioswamp? There are years of research in there.
I know. That's why I said I need to return to Earth, not we. You need to stay, at least a little while longer. When you're ready, you can follow me home.
But, Maggie, I'm so torn.
Aw, well, I get that. But I think the human race might need you here. Either to find a cure for climate change or to keep the Oz-9 from knocking a meteor loose and destroying the other half of Sweden.
Probably both.
I was gonna say that, yeah. It's okay. We'll be okay.
You'll call me every day?
As long as Greg will give up his kidney phone for an hour or two.
Then I guess this is goodbye.
Just for now, Jules.
Just for now.
Hang on. Did you say you were leaving?
Yes.
All right. Planning to cross your arms, nod your head, and magic your way home, then?
Well, no. I thought I could take one of the shuttles.
Oh, I don't think that's a very good idea.
It's fine.
But, Captain...
It's fine, Pluto.
Are you sure?
Maggie needs her dad. We can do without the fatherliness. Ben, you can take Freeze's shuttle.
Excusez-moi?
Oh, sure now. Ben can't fly it on his own. You've been belly aching for months over wanting some stinky cheese. Go on, drop Ben off, get your nose toast in horror cheese, and then come back.
Won't it be awfully crowded? That shuttle's a one-seater.
I think we'll be okay.
Oh, I don't know, Ben. I really don't trust him. He's an assassin, remember?
Don't worry. He can't do anything to me without hurting himself.
He has a point there.
Something here is trouty.
You mean fishy? Yeah, it's your breath.
Good one.
Can you check on my scientists while you're Earthside?
If you're getting cheese, would you mind picking up some Gruyere for me? The stuff on the Ozdacy was not up to standard.
Oh, yes. Perhaps you could pick up some books for me. And my typewriter? The one I had seems to have disappeared.
Huh. I wonder how that could have happened.
I know this nice little cheese shop where you can get the good stuff. Also, we have lots of crackers.
I'll bet.
I don't understand the humor here.
Cracker is a somewhat derogatory term.
Stop! I don't know if you heard, but my husband is leaving and returning to Earth.
And that's sad.
Yes, Jesse. It is.
Right. Sorry.
You don't have to bake him a cake, but could you at least say goodbye?
Hang on. I have a better idea.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least this one doesn't seem to involve a sword.
What's everyone doing? And why is no one fighting?
It's a holiday miracle.
That's not an egret, is it?
No, Jesse. Those are rabid. Duh. It's a very special boneless turkey. It's extremely rare.
Boneless turkey?
Just go with it.
Right. Everyone sit down and shut up. Today on Earth is Thanksgiving.
So I thought that Thanksgiving was always on a Thursday. And in November?
It is.
Well, today's Tuesday. Not in November.
Today's Tuesday is a Thursday. And it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, well. I suppose we could all do with a reminder now and then. Look at you, Grumpy Trots.
All right. We've got all your favorites. Hairy root vegetables, the pink stuff that holds the shape of the can it came in, some curled up bread.
You mean rolls?
I'm doing this for you, Ben. Throw me a bone.
I would, only there are none.
I thought we might go around and say what we're thankful for. I'll start. All right, so the things I'm thankful for. The ship's engines are mostly working, so that's awesome. I'm thankful for what feels like, I don't know, 5 years on this crazy ship, but it's really only like a few months. You guys are utterly useless as a crew, but I'm thankful for other stuff about you. Mostly, I suppose, your patience with me. Being captain of a ship that's meant to fail isn't easy, and I guess maybe we wouldn't still be up here powering along without all of your special skills. You make me laugh, you make me feel braver than I am, you make me want to do better every single day. Fortunately, I was so crap at the start that that hasn't been too hard to do. I miss the friends we've lost along the way, but I know they're thinking of us. That's it. Shut up.
Don't look at me. I should be grateful you nearly crashed into my ship. You let my ship's assassin in. I nearly died in killer mold. Oh, and let's not forget a plant that aids people. It's a miracle I'm alive. Huh. But Mad Pants did let me come over before my ship exploded. And that was pretty decent of her. And there were some surprisingly brave moments. You lot aren't so bad, I guess. I could be a bit grateful for you. Maybe.
Dry martinis. Very dry martinis. Oh, and being mind-bendingly wealthy.
Me? I'm grateful for gnats, mayflies, lace wings, sound. For the sound of my own voice because of echolocation. Oh, I'm grateful for you guys.
Okay, well, I am thankful for cheese because it has the ability to host mold, which is something I'm very fond of. So do your damp garments have the ability to host mold, but that's not something I am very fond of. So strike that from my gratitude list. Let's just stay with the cheese.
I'm thankful that Ben is such a great partner in life. He's selfless. He's a wonderful father and a supportive husband.
Me? Okay. Well, of course I'm thankful for my amazingly talented, intelligent, sweet, lovely wife, Julie, and the fact that she is trying to save that little blue planet out there. I'm also very thankful for my little girl, Maggie, who this is all for. I'm doing it for her. I want her to have a wonderful life, and I want her to get into crazy adventures like this someday. Of course, I'm eternally grateful for the Oz9 crew. You all are very special to me, and I'm going to miss you all very much.
What am I thankful for? Well, I think I can start off by saying I'm thankful to have four arms, meaning there is no itch that can evade me forever. I can reach anywhere at any time. Sometimes I have to get Emily's permission to scout some of the darker regions, but she's usually pretty game. Gotta give it up for duct tape and my staple gun. It's pretty much what's keeping this ship together. And finally, and don't tell her I said this, but I am grateful for my Emily.
Arms. Oh. And Howard, I guess.
What am I thankful for? My sweet lady.
I'm thankful for growing up in the great state of Minnesota. And I'm also thankful for a certain golden god I run into now and then.
I'm grateful for people who care. People who listen. Generally, people like you lot. Really? You're all right, really. Even you. Even you.
I am very grateful for Olivia, that she is in my life, even though she is a very stubborn, willful, troublemaking little imp. Olivia, bring back my compression socks, my orthopedic socks. You know the ones. You took all of them. I had a gross of them. I'm down to two pairs. Anyway, I love the little scamp.
My turn, is it? Oh. Didn't reckon you'd ask me, so maybe that's the first thing I'm grateful for. It's nice being treated the same as all the rest, despite being miles smarter and eons more evolved. I'm grateful none of you knew how low the food supply was getting before we raided the Oz to see. I'm grateful none of you knew about... never mind on that one. And I suppose if I had to get stuck in space in a ship that's falling apart around us, there's no one I'd rather be with than you lot. Because you're the luckiest bunch of buggers I have ever seen.
I'm thankful for my friends and family, which y'all are. Even if you do drive me up the wall sometimes.
Okay, now I get to say what I am thankful for. So here we go. Well, you know, there are very few things that I am thankful for in this life, but one or two of them could be decongestant. You also have the stabby stabbies and the sneaky sneakies and the assassins and watching the people look in their eyes as they die. But no, that is not all that life is about. Life is about, I guess, having friends like you. I think you are the first peoples that I have not already killed. This is pretty amazing. You should be very thankful for that, that the greatest assassin in the world has not killed you all. So yes, that is what I am thankful for.
I'm thankful for my mop and a good mop bucket to steer her by. I guess I'm thankful for this crew, even though they are a bunch of bungling idiots. They're my bungling idiots, I guess. I also am particularly thankful, grateful, if you will, for the healer pods, especially after that incident when I was doing some repair work on level 27 when the gravity went out and I got sucked into the HVAC system. Banged and clanged around in that ductwork for about 20 minutes before winding up just when the gravity kicked in. I was over a skate park. Dropped about 20 feet into there. Wound up doing a rail grind on my crotch. Automatic scoreboard gave me a 9.6, so that eased the pain a little bit. But, whew, that took a lot of comforting thoughts, salve, and a lot of time in the healer pod. I have an open tab there.
Don't ever make me do that again.
For a moment there, it almost seemed like you had a heart, Jesse.
Yeah, well, for a moment there, it almost seemed like you had a brain, Scarecrow.
And it's over. What will you do back on Earth, Ben?
Well, I've got a really big garden and a small daughter. I guess I'm gonna grow things.
What about you, Freeze? What's first on your to-do list?
I need to track down a few peoples and say, hello.
Well, enjoy that.
He's not coming back, is he?
Nope. No.
Sad. But we really can't afford the fuel.
I did think about sparing enough to let him get halfway back.
It was kind of you not to do that.
Kind? She just couldn't do the math.
Yeah, I really should have paid attention in physiology.
You mean physics?
No. What good would knowing the rules of badminton do?
What about you two? What are you grateful for today?
Ooh, let me see, let me think. Maps and microphones, air quotes, blue boxes, the number 2, and some sweet tea. And you?
I'm grateful for so many things, I can't narrow it down to a short list. But maybe somewhere near the top would be my microphone, my family, my friends. Wow, I just drew a blank, that was great, right? It's hard to come up with these things, like, in the moment. And of course, sharing the bridge with you and the crew of the Oz9. And of course, we couldn't be more grateful for all of you, dear listeners. Thanks for slumming it with us as we bang around the universe.
You've been listening to Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, and, for the last time, Aaron Clark as Ben and the notorious French assassin, Le Bichon Freeze. Or is it Frise? Maybe I'll never know.
Eric Perry as Howard, Joe, and Dr. Von Habesetzer. Tim Sherburn as Colin and Emily. Chrissy Talon Sage as Julie.
Kevin Hall as Greg. David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome. Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna.
Sarah Ray Werner as Pipistrel. Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield.
I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator too. And
I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley as your narrator.
Our music is by John Faley, and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor. Oz9 is written, apparently in her sleep, by Shannon Perry.
Oz9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Please check out our sibling shows at fableandfolly.com and support our sponsors.
From all of us at Oz9 to all of you who celebrate, however you celebrate.
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Holidays!
Just maybe skip the olives. Lights!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together with me.
Radio check. Who's this?
I didn't do it.
You never do anything.
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.